Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Dr. Mari, for being a guest on the radio program. Dr. Mari, we hear all the time about wait till you get to the golden years, and we find out that as we're approaching those years that they aren't as golden as we thought they were going to be. You're doing studies on longevity. Tell us a little bit about your work.
We've just done a study on longevity, and it's really interesting that what matters to people is not just living longer, but living well. People really care. Two out of three people said that they would choose to have a healthier life, even if it were shorter, rather than have a longer one that was complicated by disability and discomfort.
But that's not the kind of thing people know how to talk to their doctor about. Doctor says, yeah, eat well and exercise, and we'll see you in a month kind of thing. So how do we talk to our doctors about accomplishing that?
No question. It's tough, right? It's tough for us to achieve what we know we should be doing. And it's also, we're also busy, whether it's ourselves or the short time that we have to visit with our doctors to have these conversations. But there's so much that's available in terms of technology. And having a conversation where you discuss what's meaningful to you in your life that you want to be able to do. Like, is it that you want to be able to get out of the hospital from a procedure in a certain amount of time so that you can share time with your loved ones? Maybe it's making it to a wedding or a graduation that's important. Maybe it's being able to hold your grandchild or go for a walk with your dog. Whatever it is, those things matter. Those are part of health, right? How we live, and bringing that to the conversation with your doctor is valuable so that you can make those choices together.
So what's changed in the medical community that we can have these kinds of conversations?
I think what's changing is that while there's still a gap, like we need to have these conversations, they're not happening enough, that there's more of an awareness both from people and their doctors that these things matter. And talking about what you value and talking about that what you care about in terms of longevity. The other thing that's changing is that we're really optimistic as a country about technology. In fact, if you look in the Philadelphia area, 90% of people believe healthcare technology can help them to live longer. And that's really exciting, and I think it's really well-founded. I agree with it. What we see is that there's so many things available today that were not available 10 years ago. We're using better algorithms to detect cancer when we do colonoscopy screening. We're using less invasive devices to treat serious medical conditions like heart disease and stroke. And then we're using devices that can sense and deliver medications without having to have the same double-checking and checking that, say, a person with diabetes might have had to do in the past.
So we can get that information more quickly now. As an older individual myself, I had issues with my hips, and for years my quality of life wasn't good. I couldn't play golf. It was hard to walk. And the doctors kept saying, we'll put it off. The technology's getting better. We'll meet you down the road when the technology gets better. And I'm thinking, 10 years down the road, I might not even be here. So what kind of an incentive do people have to want to live longer, not knowing for sure what the challenges are going to be?
It certainly involves having that conversation, and everybody's situation is unique. But I think things really have changed so quickly that even the current state is pretty amazing about what's possible. I think one of the things you mentioned is the thing that I want, is it even available? Well, don't assume that it's not. There's an acronym that you can use to ask these questions when you go to the doctor, and that's TECH, or T-E-C-H. And that stands for talk to your doctor, explore your options, C, check your assumptions, because even for me as a doctor, when I go to a different field, just knowing what's out there, it's changed since 10 years ago. So ask those questions. And then H is honor your needs. And that really means recognizing how you're feeling and what you need. And I think that's exactly what you were just describing.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio Program. My guest today is Dr. Laura Mari, doing research on how do we get to live longer if that's what we choose to do. When we're choosing a doctor, Dr. Mari, do we look for a younger doctor who might be more up on these kinds of things? Does it matter? Is there a particular specialty?
I don't think it's about a particular specialty or particular age. I think technology is becoming so omnipresent. It's just like our cell phones or the internet. It's part of how we work. But I think the way that you can explore these things is to ask questions and make sure you're getting getting answers. Maybe the answer is not always going to be exactly what you expect, but having the conversation, and that can really empower you to be able to get what you need.
So as we're doing that research, what kind of questions do we ask our doctor? How do we approach this?
You can ask them specific questions. Say, for example, you're going in for a procedure. You want to ask them, like, what am I going to be able to ride my bike? Am I going to be able to get to an event, a trip that I wanted to take, you know, a month from now? What are my restrictions going to be? And are there choices that I could make that would make it easier for me? So those are the kinds of questions that I would ask. It's fitting together what's available out there with what your needs are.
It seems almost like a mystical process. Somebody has a crystal ball that can tell you, okay, if you want to go to your child's wedding in 5 years, these are the things that you need to start thinking about taking care of yourself. I know that as a caretaker, you've got to take care of yourself to be there to take care of the people that you want. But how do we do that?
I think it's getting in to see your doctor regularly, getting the preventive health that you need, doing those things that you know are good for your healthier lifestyle. All of those things really make a difference in the long run, for sure. And none of us are going to be perfect. As we become adults and as we age, we have more and more health conditions. In fact, across all adults, most of us have at least one health condition in the United States. It might be something as simple as high blood pressure. What we don't always think about is that even something like high blood pressure, which we don't feel, doesn't feel like it limits our quality of life, is something that impacts our risk of problems in the future. So it's taking charge of, like, knowing that you have control over these things and can be active.
So as we get these kinds of recommendations or insights on our future physically, a lot of times it'll require going to a doctor, might be a functional doctor, to do the kind of exercise or the kind of diet. Do these doctors have the ability to get us in the doors of the kind of doctors we need to be going to?
I do think there's always some degree of, like, doing your own research to understand what the best options are in front of you, but I don't think that the gap is necessarily in finding a good doctor. I think a lot of it is inspiring, you know, a good conversation between yourself and your doctor. And the more that we as people take advantage of what's out there, we'll be able to close that gap.
So, Dr. Mari, people need this kind of information. It's great that you're doing the research. Not occurred to me that people were thinking about, do I want to live a shorter life with good quality of life or a longer life, just so I'm around for an event or that kind of thing. And it's helpful to know that you as a researcher and as a medical doctor, that you're thinking about these kinds of things for us. Dr. Laura Mari, who's doing research on longevity and the skill sets needed for us to visit our doctor so we know how to reach our goals. Dr. Mari, thank you for being a guest on our program.
It's my pleasure. And if your listeners want more information, they can learn more about health technology and where it's headed, as well as the survey that we did on Medtronic.com/what's next.
Doctor, thank you for being a guest on our program, and wish you lots of luck with your research and being able to get the information out. Thank you. Back to you, Loman.